Hello. Our lesson today was prepared by the groups of Moscow 5, Kiev 2, and Kazakhstan. And Kazakhstan, please go ahead.
Доброе утро, все мировое кли.
Good morning to the whole world, кли.
Важный момент, когда весь мир.
On this very important moment, at this moment when each one is in his own room, his own little space, we have a unique opportunity. Thanks to the virus, we're jumping forward, making a big jump, thanks to the inner work we do, thanks to the impressions we give all our friends, helping them hold on all over the world. What we do now is to ask and pray for our brothers so that they have the strength to advance on this path. The Creator created all the conditions for us, all the conditions necessary for us to exit Egypt so that all of us become one whole. And we will bring the whole world, including ourselves, into that bright radiance. Let's hear from Petach Tikva.
We're reading an excerpt from the source, from Rabash, article A Prayer of Many. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of the Dvekut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator, to bring him contentment. Again, from Rabash, article A Prayer of Many. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of the Dvekut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring him contentment.
Kiev time.
Kiev number two, please.
Вопрос к активному семинару. Как нам в этот праздник выхода из Египта
поставить в молитве общества? How in this holiday of the Exodus from Egypt, can we constantly be in the prayer of many? How during this holiday, celebrating the Exodus from Egypt, can we be in a constant prayer for the many?
The demand from us should be to put everything on the side and focus on a connection that should bring us to the prayer of the many. Dani.
That's why the Creator arranged for us a system where we have at least 4 or 5 lessons or events every day that you can physically connect to. Even if it's difficult, you can at least put an earphone in, listen to the friends and Rav teaching, and also we can disseminate. And I see that when we do all these things, this, I see on myself that this outcry erupts to come out of Egypt.
Yes, and we should also be concerned about awakening as much as possible, enthusiasm and envy towards the friends, towards doing, towards inner doing, external doing, any kind of doing. And I also feel that this causes a need for the help of the Creator and a need that something will emerge out of the 10. Out of the doing. So the doing is one thing, and as much as possible internally, each and every moment, be inspired from the friends. Yoni.
It's like what we read in the excerpt now. It depends on what will be best for the Creator, what will give him more contentment. My own personal advancement, or perhaps it is better to invest my efforts in prayer for the collective, for the many, because that gives the Creator greater contentment.
I don't know. Whatever the friends said, I still see that I have not the prayer of the individual, not the prayer of the many. I just live my life. Somehow maybe I yearn that there would be such a prayer, but practically nothing happens. There's no cry in the heart. I don't cry about these things like the friend said.
We need to work with the friends. We need to get the reforming light, connect this whole picture together. We need to work for the public, for the Creator, and connect, but only the light will do the work ultimately.
We need as much as possible to be included in the friends, otherwise it's not the prayer of the many. And as Rabash wrote, try to conceal yourself as much as possible and think about the friends, about their connection.
Recordings of the Rabash. They say, they come to study. There are 10 people, there are 5, perhaps there are 3. And they all came here for what? I have some little desire. Let's say, they have 20 grams. Or, sorry, 10 grams of desire. How can 10 grams be of any use? And they say that there is a sgula, a special power. If there are 10 people, or sometimes 5, sometimes 3, or 12, but all of them connect into one unit. then each one of them is included of the rest. It follows that according to the adhesion of the society, so each and every one receives will, desire from the other. And the same with a bad society. It acts to their detriment or to their benefit. It follows that when gathering, each and everyone must think, what do I want from this gathering? What did I come for? Either I have some goal, or that this is enough for me even without a goal, which is also good.
Вопрос семинару в тишине.
Question for a silent workshop. Now let's answer Rabash in thought to the question of what have I come here for again? A question for a silent workshop. We answer Rabash in thought to the question, what have I come here for?